This sitting meditation session is going to be our metta meditation session every day until the end of the retreat. And metta, this is a word from the Pali language, and this is an ancient Indian language, and the Buddha's teaching was written down in this language. So metta, this word can be translated as loving kindness, or also as friendliness, or benevolence, or unconditional love. So it's not that sort of love that is accompanied by attachment, love for one particular person, but it is unconditional love for all living beings. And it's a quality of the heart, of the mind, which is very beneficial, very helpful, and it is one of the skillful states that we should cultivate. Maybe you remember last night when I mentioned Sayadaw Upandita, which said meditation means the cultivation of skillful states. So metta, loving kindness, is an incredibly skillful state, beneficial state, and from my personal experience, I only can say how much I have profited from cultivating it further, from strengthening it, and how it really helps to make life, or to go through life, easier or smoother. When we are kind, when we are friendly, when we are benevolent towards us, or the people, or the living beings, then much less problems, much less quarrels, much less wars and conflicts will result. And so we can live much more harmoniously in this world, much more at ease with ourselves and others. Metta meditation, or the cultivation of loving kindness, can be practiced in various forms, in various ways. It can be done as a silent meditation, which we will do afterwards. But it can also be done in the form of metta chants, metta recitations. And on the sheet that you have a couple of metta chants. And we will do the short one at the bottom of the page, the four aspirations, the four wishes. It's also Pali language. Sabbe Satta Avirahantu. It means, may all beings be free from enmity. Then Sabbe Satta Abhya Pacha Hontu, may all beings be free from mental suffering, whether that be stress, distress, grief, lamentation, depression, frustration. So any kind of mental or emotional suffering, may all beings be free from this. The next aspiration or wish is Sabbe Satta Anigahantu. May all beings be free from physical suffering. Any kind of physical suffering, from a headache, to muscle pain, to itchiness, to the various forms of pains due to a sickness or accident. May all beings be free from any kind of physical suffering or pain. And the last wish or aspiration is Sabbe Satta Sukhi Atalang Pariharanto. May all beings take care of themselves happily. So may they all be in a place of really taking care of themselves and taking care of themselves in a happy, joyful way. So we'll do this chant, learn it. First of all, we can go through line by line. I'll do the first line and then you can repeat, and we'll do it a number of times. Patricia will help me. Okay. Sabbe satta averahantu. Sabbe satta averahantu. Sabbe satta averahantu. Again. Sabbe satta averahantu. Again. Sabbe satta averahantu. Once more. Sabbe satta averahantu. Now the second line. Sabbe satta abhyapacahantu. Sabbe satta abhyapacahantu. Again. Sabbe satta abhyapacahantu. Again. Sabbe satta abhyapacahantu. Now the third line. Sabbe satta anigahantu. Everybody? Sabbe satta anigahantu. Again. Sabbe satta anigahantu. Again. Sabbe satta anigahantu. Now the fourth line. Sabbe satta sukhiyatanang pariharantu. Everybody. Sabbe satta sukhiyatanang pariharantu. Again. Sabbe satta sukhiyatanang pariharantu. Again. Sabbe satta sukhiyatanang pariharantu. Good. And now we try to do the whole chant. We'll do it a few times. Begin. Sabbe satta averahantu. Sabbe satta abhyapacahantu. Sabbe satta anigahantu. Sabbe satta sukhiyatanang pariharantu. Again. Sabbe satta averahantu. Sabe sata adya pacha hontu. Sabe sata anika hontu. Sabe sata sukhiyatanam pariharam. Two and one more time. Sabe sata avirahantu. Sabe sata adhyapachahantu. Sabe sata anigahantu. Sabe sata sukhiyatanam pariharantu. Yes, very good. You can put away the sheet. And it's best to keep it on your place. You can put it under the mat so that you have it ready when you use it again. So metta is this quality of the heart, of the mind, quality of kindness, friendliness, benevolence, unconditional love. And the practice of metta meditation means the cultivation of this wonderful quality of the heart. And it's not something that is new or that we have to cultivate from scratch. All of you have this quality already embedded in your heart, in your mind. All of you are sometimes kind and friendly, benevolent. All of you manifest this unconditional love. But not all the time. Sometimes other states come up which then cover this quality. Sometimes it's covered with aversion or ill will. Sometimes jealousy or greed covers it. Sometimes it's not there. Sometimes it cannot shine because there is impatience. And so through this cultivation of metta, of loving kindness, we want to make it stronger. We want to make it so strong that it becomes our second nature and that our natural response to people, to living beings, to situations is one of being kind, one of being friendly, one of being benevolent. And so this form of metta meditation helps to strengthen this quality, to make it really strong so that it blossoms and radiates and shines. So basically, loving kindness, metta, is this friendly, kind attitude towards ourselves, towards others, towards other living beings, towards any situation we encounter. So basically, it encompasses all living beings, other people, animals, and whatever living beings there are, so that we can meet them, deal with them, in a kind and friendly manner, that our attitude is one of being friendly, of being kind, of being benevolent. And so this cultivation of loving kindness is to strengthen this quality in our heart, in our mind. And as I said, there are many different forms and different ways of cultivating and strengthening metta. In the metta chant we just did, it's this benevolent wish for all beings, all living beings. May they be free from enmity. May they be free from all kinds of suffering. In a systematic cultivation of loving kindness, traditionally we start with ourselves. To cultivate this friendly, loving, kind attitude towards ourselves, just the way we are, with all of our good and wholesome qualities, but also with our faults or not so good qualities, but just realizing we are as we are and coming to that place where we can accept ourselves the way we are and wish ourselves to be happy, to be peaceful, to be well and healthy. And for the cultivation of this metta attitude towards ourselves or others, we take certain wishes, aspirations, which we then silently and softly repeat again and again. So for example, if we do it for ourselves, we can take a wish, an aspiration, such as, may I be well, happy and peaceful. Or it could be, may I be safe and protected. Or, may I be free from all kinds of suffering. Or, may I live at ease and in peace. So any wish, any aspiration that comes from this heartfelt place of really wishing us well, happiness, peace, and so on, is suitable for this metta meditation practice. And today we will do it for ourselves. So make sure you sit in a comfortable way. Take a few moments to feel the body. Feel the body as it is right now, sitting in this hall with many other people. Feeling the different sensations that manifest in the body. And then we can direct our awareness to the heart or the heart space. Mm-hmm. and we can connect to this deep-seated wish to be happy, to be well, to be peaceful. If we look deep within our heart, our mind, we find this deep-seated wish. We want to be happy. We want to be healthy. We want to have an easeful life. So this wish is there. So we acknowledge it. And to further strengthen it and this kind and benevolent attitude towards ourselves, we put it into this form of, for example, may I be well, happy and peaceful. May I be well, happy and peaceful. May I be well, happy and peaceful. And so we continue to repeat this wish silently, softly. And we try to stay connected to the meaning of these words. So that when we say, may I be well, really meaning from the depth of the heart, yes, may I be well, healthy, may I not be sick, may I not feel physical suffering. So, well relating to our physical well-being. Then, when we say, may I be well, happy and peaceful. So, happy and peaceful, referring to our mental well-being, our emotional well-being. May I feel happy, peaceful, or at ease, content. So with each repetition, we try to really stay connected to the meaning of this verse. May I be well, happy and peaceful. May I be well, happy and peaceful. May I be well, happy and peaceful. Also during the metta meditation, you may notice that the mind wanders, thinks about something else, or maybe some emotions come up. We try not to pay attention to them, but gently bring the focus back to the cultivation of this benevolent and kind wish. Beginning of the practice, you may not immediately tap into this kind, friendly attitude in your heart, in your mind, where it's like a joyful wish. May I be well, happy, and peaceful. But it might rather seem a bit dry, tedious by repeating this wish. May I be well, happy and peaceful. Maybe you think you're simply repeating these words but not feeling much of this beautiful quality of the heart. But never mind, that happens. And not that you're doing something wrong, but still continue to repeat it with this wholesome intention. And it's like watering the seed of metta. It's like each time you repeat this wish, it's like dropping a drop of water on the metta seed. And if the metta seed has received enough water, it will start to sprout, to grow into a little plant, into a beautiful flower or a big tree. So it's important to continue with the practice, repeating this wish. With this wholesome intention, it is, yeah, I would wish to be happy, well, and peaceful.
Thank you.
in the same way as we want to be well, happy, and peaceful. Other people, other living beings, they have the same wish. They too, they want to live peacefully, happily. They too, they do not want to have physical pain. They do not want to have emotional stress. So understanding that on this heart level, we are not different from other people. We are not different from other living beings. We extend this wish, this aspiration to all beings. Can make the transition with this phrase. In the same way as I wish to be well, happy, and peaceful, may all beings be well, happy, and peaceful. And then we continue with the cultivation of this benevolent wish for all beings. May all beings be well, happy, and peaceful. May all beings be well, happy, and peaceful. May all beings be well, happy, and peaceful. And so on. Continue to silently and softly repeat this wish. And make sure you stay connected to the meaning of the words so that it becomes a wish that comes from the bottom of your heart. When you hear the bell, then come to an end with the Metta meditation and bring your awareness back into your body, into any sensation that you can feel in your body. So in this way, we make the transition from the Metta meditation to the Vipassana meditation. Then you can open your eyes.